Congregational Church of Westfield, whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are most welcome here. We have a number of announcements to get through this morning, so I'm going to start with Janet St. Jean. Dorothy, you're going to follow.
This afternoon, we will be honored to have Tony Baca and Masamba Dia perform in our sanctuary at 2 p.m. and then lead our drumming circle at Fellowship Hall at 4:30. We hope you will be able to join us for one or both of these extraordinary events. Tony Baca has become a true rhythm nomad, incorporating a world of percussion music and instruments to create something of his own. 21 trips to West Africa have contributed to his unique approach and to his depth of knowledge and regarding of American and African musical traditions. His solo performances are a nearly non-stop athletic and musical spectacle to which he adds some of his spoken word and rhythm poetry. Using giant West African balafons, 20 tuned gongs, djembes, djun-djun, talking drums, and an outrageous percussion drum set, Tony Baca has created a unique blend of rhythm, word, and drum that has come to be the signature of his work. Masamba Dia is one of the most renowned masters of the tama, a talking drum from Senegal, West Africa, known for its abilities to replicate the sounds of human speech. Before the advent of telephones and radio, it was the tama that was called upon to announce important events through messages from village to village. Please join us at the 2 o'clock performance and drummers at our 4:30 drumming workshop. It will be an unforgettable afternoon. Thank you.
This is just a reminder that next week is World Service. We would ask you to bring in items for the food pantry. They're asking us to focus on cereal. They really have a need for cereal, but anything that you would bring in, we would greatly appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet and Dorothy. I have a bunch of thank yous, actually. I'd like to thank Michelle Weiner for organizing our hockey night last night at the Springfield Thunderbirds. It would be nice if the Thunderbirds had won, but I think I have been to numerous games, and I think I've only seen them win once. So anyway, so it's not my fault, but anyhow, but thank you, Michelle, and that we all had a great time at the game. Also, thank you to the Muscle Crew that assisted Blessed Buys yesterday. And they got some big things out of Blessed Buys into their new home downstairs. So thank you. That could not have happened without your help. I would also like to thank Cindy LaPlante and Martha Scavato for for the lilies and the plants and the decorations and they spearheaded all that, and trying to get all those names into the bulletin and keep track of everything, and then Martha trying to keep track of what's going where and who has it and why they have it. So thank you all. That's great. Thank you for doing that. Also, just in general, I'm going to talk about this a little bit in the sermon today, but thank you for Easter Sunday. That was awesome. Everybody who had a part. The music was spectacular. And everybody was in a good mood, and nobody whined about anything. And it was good. Everybody was on their best behavior. And we had 165 people a year. So hopefully they'll come back. Hopefully they'll come back. How many of you thought about roller coasters over the week, though? Yeah. Out in the hall, as you go to coffee hour, which will take place after our service today, where everyone's welcome, we have two sign-up sheets. One is for Christian Fellowship, which will take place not this Wednesday, but a week from Wednesday. And they're having a little luncheon, that's why we need you to sign up. And then also, if you need to be read trained in Safe Church. There are two opportunities for you to do this. We're hoping that everyone from the church council will come tomorrow night before the church council meeting, correct? Tuesday before the church council meeting at 6 or 6:15? 6:15. Okay? So we have church council on Tuesday evening at 7, but before that, those who need to be recertified in Safe Church, please come at 6:15. Are there any other announcements? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. This is the message I have heard from him and now celebrate with you. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Blessed are you who have not seen him, yet you truly believe and trust him.
See how good and delightful it is when Christians gather together as one.
The Lord has commanded a great blessing.
Life forevermore.
Please join me in our opening hymn, Come, Youth Faithful, Raise the String, found in the blue hymnal number 247.
Jesus Christ, our brother, our Savior. Sometimes we are bold and share that you are the living one who defeated death and destruction for us all. Sometimes we wonder at the ancient stories of your resurrection, and we are not so sure that these things happen the way stories tell them. Amid our doubts, bless us with your peace. Bless us with the joy and assurance of your presence, wherever we are in your journey of faith. We ask this in the name of Jesus. "Peace be with you," Jesus said to his disciples, but those who saw and believed, both those who saw and believed, and the one who questioned. Today, Jesus Christ also bestows his peace and presence upon us. Peace be with you. Our sins are forgiven.
Our first reading is from the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, "I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope. Because you will not abandon me at the realm of the dead, you will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch died, David, died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was the prophet, and I knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing that was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, and that he was not abandoned to the realm of dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in the responsive reading taken from Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you.
Ask the Holy Ones in the land. They are no ones in whom is all my delight.
Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my God. You hold my lot.
The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have goodly heritage.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me.
I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure.
For you do not give up on me to Sheol, or let faithful ones see the pit.
You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, where I shall begin with the 19th verse. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12 was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then to Thomas, he said, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The word of God for the people of God. Do you know how when you were in school and the teacher said, "I'll be back in 1 minute," and they never told you this part, "Talk amongst yourselves, I'll be right back.
I'll tell you why in a minute. Talk louder."
Peace be with you. Oh, good. I was hoping you'd say that. That's what when I wrote that down, I said, I wonder if they'll respond. I wonder what kind of response Jesus thought that he'd get, the risen Christ, when he came in to find the disciples locked away. They were locked away, as the reading told us, for fear of the Jewish leaders, who in turn could have turned them over to the Roman leaders, because basically they thought they were next. They too were going to be brought into Caiaphas, the high priest, sent off to Pontius Pilate, who would sentence them to crucifixion, and they couldn't bear it. So they hid, and they locked the door. They had been through all kinds of horrible descents, as we talked about. Remember last week we talked about that roller coaster going down? Even though it came back up on Easter Sunday, and they should have been here, many of them still felt like they were down there. And they truly needed to hear, "Peace be with you." They needed some sense of comfort. And as the reading from John's Gospel tells us,
They were overjoyed. They were overjoyed. I want all of us to think about what's going on in our world today. Well, just for a moment. I know, because we come to church in the joyful hopes, because we're not going to talk about politics. I don't do that. I preach the gospel of Jesus. But think of just the unrest, fighting, destruction, everything else. Think about people in Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Iran, Lebanon. We've been fortunate. The last time our own country was attacked was September 11th, 2001, to the best of my knowledge. We have not endured this, what those people go through, let alone what military people go through, civilians, children. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything wrong. What do the children wake up and find? Their school destroyed. Their way of life changed. They need someone to walk in and say to them, peace. Peace be with you. Even in Westfield, Southwick, surrounding towns, wherever you may come from if you're visiting today, things are going on. I don't know about you, but Easter Sunday, I shared this with Tina this morning. Easter Sunday feels like it was about a month ago. And it was only last week. It was a long week. And sometimes, whether or not we're a student, we're at work outside of the home, we're working from home, or we're retired, sometimes we too need to hear, peace be with you. Because we have our own things that are going on. Our own issues, our own families, our friends, things that just consume us. And sometimes, maybe not to the level of Thomas, but cause us to have our own doubts. And cause us to wonder, did Jesus really rise from the dead? Where is this risen Christ today? Well, I have news for you. Guess who's in charge of spreading the good news of the risen Christ? Us. Pretty scary stuff, too, because it's a big charge. It's a big job. Now, I don't expect you to be standing in the middle of Park Square announcing things with your bullhorn about the risen Christ. But what we do it by our actions, by the way we treat one another, by the way we interact with strangers, by the way we interact with our own family. And sometimes it's easier to interact with the strangers than it is, you can laugh because it's true, than it is to interact with our own family. But they all need to hear, peace be with you, the same that we do. Peace be with you. Now, our religious leaders have known this for years, centuries, that people needed to understand the presence of the risen Christ and where that happened. And how. And where we need to keep the risen Christ in our lives. And this is why I had to go back and get this, because this I haven't memorized this, but I wanted to share it with you. Now, it's a prayer that's attributed to Patrick of Ireland, also known as St. Patrick. We don't know whether he wrote this or not. Nobody was there with the camera taking pictures. You're supposed to chuckle at that, because of course there were no cameras, sorry, but anyhow. But the prayer ends in St. Patrick's breastplate, and it ends with this. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, and Christ in every ear that hears me. The Native Americans as well, now they didn't necessarily have an organized religion, but we can tell from writings that we have found that they were definitely a spiritual people. They were people who felt it in their bones. And there's an old Navajo prayer that I can't help think that maybe they got a little of this from Patrick somehow, some way, somewhere. But it reads like this: peace before us, peace behind us, peace under our feet, peace within us, peace over us, let all around us be peace. And there's a musician who set this to music, actually. I'll spare you that today. But added a verse that could actually keep us grounded. Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ under our feet, Christ within us, Christ over us, let all around us. This week, let all around us be Christ. And if we can do that, we can let all around us be peace. I say to you again, peace be with you. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we're mindful of the needs of our world, the needs of our nation, the needs of our local areas, the need for peace to prevail, the peace we find in Christ. We're also mindful, as we are every week, of those prayers and needs that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Peace be with you. Please pray with me. Risen Christ, our eternal Savior, like the disciples, we are gathered together the week after Easter, wondering whether it's true, marveling at the possibility, daring to hope. Like the disciples, we are sometimes afraid, sometimes full of doubt. But in your extravagant generosity, your boundless love, you appear to us in our fear and love us in our doubts, and grant us the oceans of your peace. Thank you for loving us as we are. Teach us not to hide our doubt, but to recognize it as a door to mystery and to deeper faith. After all, the disciples' fear became a visitation as they saw you among them, risen and triumphant. Thomas's doubt became a moment of revelation as he saw you and touched you, and finally believed. This morning, we pray for the many people in our society who have no faith at all. There are so many who live without hope, without knowledge of your resurrection, without your light in their lives. Grant us the courage to live as witnesses to your resurrection. Risen Christ, be light in our world. We pray for those in our congregation this morning who find it difficult to believe. Lord knows they are not alone, but in the best of company. Even Christ's own disciples struggled to believe all that they had seen and heard. Loving Christ, it is your presence that removes all fears and erases all doubts. So come and grant the doubting Thomases in our midst your presence. And grant to all of us, living Lord Christ, renewed faith, great courage, and your boundless peace. Amen. We are blessed with what the psalmist calls a godly heritage. We are disciples and heirs in the family of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our God. Let us give generously, so that others may know the faithfulness of Jesus alive in our lives, alive in their lives, the very source of healing, joy, and delight. With this, our morning offering will be received.
God, so love the world. God, so love the world.
Jesus, our protector and Savior, we thank you for every gift you have given us that brings us delight and joy in this life. We thank you for every gift that comes to us in times of despair to lift us up and tend to our sorrows. May these gifts reach out to our world that others may know your joy, and your caring, and your deep understanding of despair, and that life defeats death. Amen. You may be seated. So this was probably on during our whole doxology. I apologize. I hope I was on key. All right. I'm trying to be very careful about making sure it's turned off whenever we sing. Thank you. My dear friends, at this table, the Lord welcomes all of us. Here, he gives special honor to the hungry and the poor. Here, the Lord renews creation with healing and peace. And here, the Lord pledges a graceful world to come, a world of joy and dignity for all. And here, he lets us taste it, the new way of being together, bearing each other's burdens, sharing each other's joys, practicing pardon, eating in peace, justice in all we say and do. So come to the Lord's table. Receive new life. It is here for you, for me, and for everyone. And may God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God Most High. And now, God, with grateful hearts, we remember Jesus. When all seems lost, when we are stuck in shame, when nothing we try resurrects our fading hope, he comes to us. He brings the morning light. He tells us where to cast our nets. The catch is abundant. Our nets are full. He knows that we are always hungry. He feeds us hope. On the lake shore, he lights the breakfast fire, grills fish and bread for us. In the midst of mourning, guilt is gone. Shame fades away. We eat together, speaking only of love. It is always this way with him. Food and pardon, mercy and life. And so, in grateful and endless praise, with the church that is, was, and shall be forever, we glorify you in song.
Thank you.
holy indeed. And all creation rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. From age to age, you gather a people to yourself so that since 1679, people have come together here in Westfield to offer you praise. Then come, Holy Spirit, bless this bread and cup, signs of the living one truly present here in love. For all who receive these gifts, make them food and drink of lasting life until the new age of justice comes and every creature beholds it. In the midst of the meal, Jesus took the bread, but dispensed with the regular blessing. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." When the time came to share the cup, Jesus again dispensed with the regular blessing. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. And through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. Come, for all things are ready.
Ministering to you in his name, I give you the bread.
Thank you.
ministering to you in his name, I give you the cup. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving, as found in your worship guide. We give you thanks and praise, O God, that you have fed us with your mercy and poured out your Spirit in this place. Continue to nourish and fill us each day, that we may live as your beloved people. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the peace of the risen Christ be with us. Amen.